Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Got a couple good episodes coming up for you this week. Stephen Colbert said they want to hear me talk about the big story everybody's talking about right now, the chaos surrounding the recently poorly handled regime change over at Jeopardy. Yeah, did you see replacement host Mike Richards step down? You probably did. Colbert said, for some reason, everybody's talking about this, possibly to avoid talking about everything else. Colbert reminded us that the search committee was led by Mike Richards, who picked Mike Richards. Colbert said, what are the odds? Exactly the same as me getting named Stephen Colbert Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Suck it, Ryan Gosling. Switching topics from Jimmy Fallon, OnlyFans announced that it's going to block all X-rated content starting in October. What? This would be like Playboy only printing the articles, you know what I'm saying? Did Playboy actually try that for like 2 months? Fallon. Also, just a side note, if you're watching this with someone and they quickly ask, what's OnlyFans? Trust me, they know exactly what it is. Colbert. They know that the fans of OnlyFans are only fans of one thing, right? Colbert. Reportedly, OnlyFans was struggling to find outside investors because of its adult content. Evidently, pornography does not live up to the high moral standards of investment bankers unless it's them screwing the economy. That's fine, Colbert. Now, there's a bright side to banning shots of where the sun don't shine, because OnlyFans says while sexually explicit material will be banned, nudity that is not sexually explicit will remain allowed. So you can only post nude images that would never turn on anyone, and I'm sorry, I just don't need the money that badly. Switching topics again, Jimmy Fallon talked about the release of the film Paw Patrol. There's a lot riding on this movie. If it's a hit, it could lead to the next wave of drunk characters in Times Square. And Amazon has announced plans to open several department stores across the U.S., Jimmy Fallon said. It's all part of Amazon's plan to put Amazon out of business. Stephen Colbert via Milwaukee.com. Before the DNC, Colbert had made a comedy bit about Milwaukee that locals did not care for, and they complained so much that the comedian apologized on his show. He also accepted an invitation from the Milwaukee Brewers to attend a proper tailgate if he could also run the sausage race. Well, Colbert made good on his word. He attended the Nationals Brewers game Friday night, hitting some tailgates, playing around with the Brewers during warmups, and even scoring a caricature bust made of cheese. Milwaukee.com says, that's right, when you insult us, you get a free baseball game and a piece of cheddar art. As requested, Colbert got to run in the sausage race, coming in dead last as the hot dog. He did get a second chance at finishing respectably in the race, finishing third in the second heat against children. Saw a tweet by Tim Dillon. He wrote, Biden could have planned better and had the Taliban do like a choreographed dance thing, like real Grease energy, leather jackets, but could have done it at night. Sort of a show, like a musical transition, something to show everyone and groan. Why no imagination? I also heard Tim on his podcast say the situation in Kabul looks so desperate, and he said it does look better than LaGuardia, though. Via the comics comic, Colin Quinn has a new show. It's called The Last Best Hope. The description, in a society where there are too many voices, Colin Quinn offers up his voice as the only one that needs to be heard. Scheduled to run November 2nd to the 20th at the Lucille Lortel Theater off Broadway, New York City. Tickets from $37 to $57 available now. From the Meadville Tribune, your home for comedy news, nationally known comedian Tammy Pascatelli of Meadville. See, that's why they're talking about her. Said she is saddened by the quick collapse of the Afghan government in the wake of the planned U.S. troop withdrawal. Tammy Pascatelli said, I'm just heartbroken. I'm bereft. It really is a shame. She did USO tours in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Kuwait between 2001 and 2005 to entertain U.S. service personnel. She said, though, you've got to find the funny in things. I think we're just at a time in our lives where we need to laugh more. I think there's something fun in everything. Maybe not immediately, but time plus an event can equal comedy. And normally I would do this story last because it's a downbeat, but you'll see in the second half of the show. I've got an agenda today. Tony Mendez, David Letterman's oddball cue card boy, dies at 76. From the New York Times, for more than 20 years, Tony Mendez wrote and flipped cards for David Letterman's Late Show. He was also a member of the show's troupe of quirky on-screen characters. He joined the show in 1998 and flipped cards for Letterman for 21 years. He was, quote, one of the show's breakout oddball characters until an altercation over cue cards with one of the writers got him fired in 2014. Per the New York Times, Mr. Mendez's time at The Late Show ended in October 2014 when he assaulted one of the writers, Bill Schecht. The backstage incident made the front page of the New York Post with the headline, "Hate Show." Thanks, New York Post. Backstage battle erupts at Letterman. I don't remember this, and this was right after I kind of stopped watching Letterman. You've heard me talk on the show before. I loved NBC Letterman, and at the time I was like, boy, if Dave were ever on at 11:30, I'd watch it every night. And I watched probably the first year and a half of CBS Letterman, and it had lost the magic. There's just the psychological difference between a guy wearing sneakers and a guy wearing an Armani suit. And the 11:30 show just didn't have the 12:30 we don't care attitude. I don't know. It just, the CBS version never grabbed me. So I'm not familiar with Mr. Mendez's work. I just didn't watch Letterman like the last 20 years, honestly. Mendez had spoken about his relationship with David Letterman and one time said, "Nobody talks to him the way I do. And he welcomes it because everybody's so afraid of him. And he knows he'll get the truth from me." All right, I'll be right back. Like I said, I've got an agenda. A bunch of different stuff on the other side of the break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week. But like, it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by my casual travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. Every week, I take a look at a city and some things that I think you should do when you go there. This week, Seattle. Travel is back wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so a couple things here. I went on Instagram and I was like, hey, I want some topics and suggestions from you guys and want some just general feedback. So starting with general feedback, Vista Johnson's commented, "I love when you read Liz Cold and we get to hear it together for the first time." This in response to Saturday's Robert De Niro article. Yeah, I enjoy doing the article episodes. Now, honestly, quite openly, I do them so sometimes I can pre-tape the weekend. I'm planning on Labor Day weekend. I've already recorded a look at Loopers 93. It's like a random number like that. Top comedy films of all time. So that'll be 2 days that weekend. But yeah, thank you for the comment, Vista Johnson's aka Susan, because I like doing them cold so that I just react in the moment and don't know what's coming. And if you listen to Saturday's episode, spoilers, I got to the end and I was like, wait, the King of Comedy is not on the list of Robert De Niro's top comedies? What? And I freaked out. So it's kind of fun doing it that way. Lane Spurka said, "I'd be interested in more updates about up and coming stand-up hotbeds like Austin, Nashville, and Atlanta." I wrote back to Lane and said, all right, give me a beat there to put that together. So I put together an episode about Austin. I'll probably do that on Saturday. We'll see how this week goes. I'll need a little more time to put together Nashville and Atlanta, but great suggestion there. Lane also said, maybe a little bit more about Edinburgh Fringe. That is an awesome suggestion and something that I was starting to do anyway, but Lane encouraged me to do it more. So you'll probably hear something about Edinburgh on every episode for the next 10, 14 days or so. And he also suggested, and this is a terrible suggestion, he said I should read a joke of the day from the Lane Spurkus Twitter feed. I'm not doing that. I'm just busting on you, Lane. Should I throw you a bone? Let me throw you a bone. I'm on Twitter, @LaneSpurkus. He has a pinned tweet, August 24th, 2020. Lane tweets, me, sometimes I like to relax under a shady tree and read a book. Tree, that was my son. Hey, I like easy content. I'll rip off your Twitter feed every day when I remember. Thank you for the suggestions there. So another thing I'm going to do here is over the weekend, I took some time and actually went through the Just for Laughs new faces. I'll talk about those guys in a second. But first, the Edinburgh News says, here are some shows you should check out. How about the Best of the Fest? The Assembly's popular Best of the Fest show is back with a different mixed bill of comedy each night. Different show, The Good, the Bad, and the Irish. Love that title. Part of the Scottish Comedy Festival program at the Beehive Inn, The Good, the Bad, and the Irish offers a selection of comedians from the Emerald Isle every night of the festival at 11 p.m. That's pretty cool. An Introduction to Professional Ghost Hunting. I love it. Offering a spooky treat every night at 11:55. So the 11:55 catches my eye. I know at a lot of comedy shows, they'll either start here in the States anyway at 11:59 or 12:01, because when you get into, like, people don't know what 12 a.m. means. Now, I'm in radio, I'm in broadcasting, so I know 12 a.m. means midnight, but sometimes writing 12 o'clock or 0 o'clock really confuses people. So you'll see, like, planes do the same thing. Planes usually take off at 11:59 or 12:01. Anyway, offering a spooky treat every night at 11:55, An Introduction to Professional Ghost Hunting, which sounds like it could be a class at Greendale Community College, by the way. It takes the audience on a journey into the paranormally active 18th century Scotch Bridge vault, with story of the infamous former slum frequented by the destitute, prostitutes, criminals, witches, and a hellfire club. It's Fraser Brown, I'm afraid, is running at the Space Triplex at 11:10 every night up until August 27th. It's Fraser Brown, I'm afraid, is a show by Fraser Brown analyzing his own anxieties. His next name is tough. This is actually the fourth attempt you're hearing. I've edited out the first three. David Alnwick's Nightmare Magic. David spells his last name A-L-N-W-I-C-K. It's another show that is part of the PHB Free Fringe. David's Nightmare Magic, with his last name in there, is on at the Voodoo Rooms August 28th and 29th. It's a ghost story, another ghost story told with magic, and is apparently not for the faint of heart. Late-ish and live, not quite as late as usual, but the most famous comedy night, The Fringe, has returned. It will start at 11 p.m. on August 26th through the 29th. How about the Laughing Horse Pick of the Fringe, taking place at Maggie's Chamber? The Horse Pick of the Fringe show promises the very best comedians selected from across the Fringe with a different top-notch comedy lineup every night at 11:55 on Friday and Saturday. This is late. I gotta go to bed, guys. On Saturday night, I was like, what should I watch? Oh, yeah, Just for Laughs, new faces. So you'll find all this on their YouTube page. There are a lot of them, and I'm just going to walk you through what I watched. I didn't watch all of them. I plan on doing more and doing more segments like this, but I watched about 6 or 8. Now, before I get into this, please understand, I'm a major comedy snob. Not because I'm cool or anything. I ran SiriusXM Comedy for a decade. I've been running the comedy properties at Live by Live for 7 or 8 years now. I do this podcast. So I've seen a lot of comedy. I've heard a lot of comedians. I've seen the best of the best. I've heard the best of the best. And especially when I worked at Sirius, I would have the radio on at my desk 10, 11, 12 hours a day. So a lot of comedy has hit my ears. Because of that, I do something that I call the Emperor of Rome syndrome, and you'll see actual working comedians do this, where somebody says something, and then you go, just in the tone I'm about to do it, oh, wow, that's really funny. Oh, that's such good writing. Oh, what a great joke. But you don't actually laugh. Your brain just gets numb to it. So along the way here, at one point I'm going to tell you, and I actually laughed. It's not because I'm a psychopath. It's just that my tolerance for comedy is very high. Sometimes I'll be at a show and I explain it as, like, I can see the Matrix where somebody's doing a set and I'm like, okay. An example of that would be somebody's telling a story and I'm like, okay, that actually happened. That actually happened. Exaggeration for effect. And the next thing is horse hockey. And then there's a callback to emphasize the joke. And, like, I can just see how the bit is structured. So anytime somebody breaks away from that, I appreciate it a little bit more. So before I go into this, I just want to share that, like, I don't want to come across as a hater. I just want you to understand, like, my level for laughing might be a little higher than yours just because I've seen more about it. Again, I don't mean that with an ego or anything. I just don't want you to think, like, oh, he hates everybody. Okay. First guy I watched, and there was no particular order to this. It was just what was on top of my YouTube queue. Dave Mazzoni. He did some funny stuff about going home to Rhode Island. His material was about being gay and having an Italian father about 60 years old or so. It was fine. Like, I wrote, okay, didn't do anything to tickle that part of my brain. Again, perfectly entertaining. Nothing wrong with it. If Dave Mazzoni hit a stage in a club I was at, I wouldn't be like, oh, this guy, I hate this guy. Perfectly fine, but just didn't kick it into extra gear for me. The next guy I liked a lot, Ian Lara, wrote, liked him, presence. He did some pandemic stuff, and I like hearing pandemic jokes because it's just, it's of the now. Had a great bit about, they don't tell black men about wine, and then went into some wine material, and I'm like, this is good. And spoiler a little bit, he did a good bit about being a part owner of Delta Airlines because he owns some stock. I won't ruin the joke, but it was a really good premise. I liked Ian Lara a lot, so let's keep an eye on him. Next up was Jay McBride. Jay was fantastic. Jay has such a presence, and I wrote, made me actually laugh, did a good set about being transgender, and Jay McBride, really, really fantastic set, liked it a lot. The opposite of that was Jess Tom. I watched their set next, and I realized about 2 minutes into it that I was just playing on Twitter and just totally zoned out. That is not a good sign. Can't tell you much about it, but Jess Tom did not grab me at all. I started playing on the phone. That's not good. Next up, I watched Andrea Jin, and I wrote, bombed. She ate it. She ate it is a phrase, or he ate it, or I ate it is a phrase you'll hear the comedians use when they just like have a really bad set. I wrote, she ate it. Wow. Andrea Jin, not a good set. All of these are up on Just for Laughs YouTube channel if you want to watch them. Harrison Weinreb came on. I wrote, awkward energy, which can work, but I wasn't feeling it. His jokes were like too slow, the setup too long for the punchline, and then he would tag a joke with just an unfunny line. So that's like when you get to the punchline and a tag is like when you add one more thing, and it just didn't work, so wasn't feeling that either. Al Val got up, had a lot of hyper energy, also about being transgender, had a few good lines, but I just didn't feel like Al Val's set was sustainable, like once you get past the energy. So like I was on a run there of like, wow, that's like six in a row I didn't like, that the audience is going to think I'm such a jerk, let me keep going till I find somebody I'm into. And I got into Natia Saghuja, who reminded me a lot of Maz Jobrani, just something in the general vibe, pretty good. And I wrote, the writing isn't quite there yet, but I think Natia has a lot of potential there. Again, I'm just some idiot talking on a microphone in a basement, so what do I know? But that's my point of view. Choose your own point of view. They're all on the Just for Laughs YouTube page. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.